Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Yellow Cosmic Warrior, and it is the 13th day of the Yellow Seed Wave Spell, and it is the solar moon day 19. Well, this is the end of the Yellow Seed Wave Spell. Clearly, it's the last day. And we went through the portals over 10 days, but that ended yesterday. And I do feel like there is a way that today feels like an emergence from that intensity. I feel like the portals, I always talk about them in a certain way when it's yellow seed. Like, I think it's sort of like anticipating the future, but not really being in the full bloom of the future, the seed time. Shows us these really powerful insights and portals into the potential and maybe even the eventual outcome. And we can sort of salivate like, oh, it's here. And maybe rather it's coming. It's coming. It's going to grow and come into fruition. However, I think that this portal run within the yellow seed, you know, had many different facets. So that was one. And then the other one that I gleaned was just like an intensity of return to primalcy and really embracing being a plant instead of an animal and feeling like the absolute vitality and richness of that. Now, of course, we're running into the yellow seed wave spell when plants are at their most powerful in some ways after like the luscious, fertile winter moment. There is plenty of water and light both to really push them into such rapid and intense growth. And so if we pass through the yellow seed time and experience plant life, then we are absolutely kind of in the highest manifestation of plant life right now. Mercury is retrograde in the pre-shadow, and that's why you can hear a car alarm. Sorry. I mean, someone else can be like, that's not why. So plant life, kind of at its most glorious, was a pretty comforting place to live for the wave spell. Like not plants in strife or plants feeling impeded, but plants sort of unfettered and free. And I thought it was just really nice to slip into that frequency. And to be reminded, I have a friend who was hiking today and took a call so I could talk to her for a minute while she was out there. And she's just like, it's so green. I feel like I'm on mushrooms. And I thought that describes it perfectly, how this wave spell has been. Just like, what are you even talking about? The colors of spring are so charged and bright. And it feels like a trick of the mind. But it's, again, it's the frequency of flowers and budding trees and all the plants in between. It's just like they are at their most resilient and emergent. And I think we all know how that feels, like the same frequency falls into our laps sometimes where we're on a fire or we're so fully realized. Those are moments we pass through in our lives that are delightful and splendid. And I guess actually I feel like I'm having that moment. So Oh my goodness, I hope it wasn't just limited to this amazing yellow seed experience, but I do want to remind myself and aloud here that Blue Monkey was very dynamic and magical. And at the end of that wave spell, I said, oh, I wonder if the magic of Blue Monkey is going to like be something that sort of fades away when it's not Blue Monkey anymore. And instead it didn't. It turned into sort of like, yes, psychedelic flower experiences, you know, just like the plant world, the vegetation world, just so powerfully potent. And that's magic too. And I used to, before I went into a grave depression, talk much more freely or honestly about the magic that this calendar brings when I follow it, how extraordinarily lucky I feel to see the synchronicities, to catch them and to marvel at them. So that's really been in force. Not so much the synchronicities. I have a whole other like psychic ability part of myself that has been, as they say, on steroids lately. So it's not like the calendar is blowing my mind, like intuition is blowing my mind, and the magic of life experience when you look at it in the unseen way, that is so powerful for me right now. I'll kind of touch base on that around the solar tone that we're in, but in just finishing up the yellow seed time, like I think we're just lucky that we have been revitalized as if we were plants ourselves, because there's so much stability and tendency to reach for the light and need the light and be, you know, just unchained from darkness. And I bet a lot of people are feeling this resurgence or revitalization right now. I think it's a very powerful spring. Like, I hate to project my experience onto the world, but my experience is really positive right now. So then I also want to say, like, did I turn my life around and, you know, have the ultimate breakthrough, or are we all in that frequency in a way? And so I'm just another person that's feeling not more hope about society, honestly, but just more hope about me handling the society that we're in. But if enough people feel that stabilized and balanced and return to simplicity before there was stress sort of on every front, I think that will affect society and the culture. And it's sort of all we have to hope for is individual change kind of tipping us back to something recognizably old-fashioned, which is not being sort of angry and defensive a lot of the time out of fear, you know, out of fear being angry and defensive. Okay, so if we go to the solar moon that we're in, and we're in the third week in the West, I also kind of like a little bit teeth like gritted or jaw clenched, like, wait, what if all of this sunshiny optimism I've relocated is really just the solar tone? And when we get to the planetary one, it's gonna be like hitting a big wall. The moment when you can't climb towards the sun aspirationally. I'm a Sagittarius in the regular zodiac, and I think there's a lot of correlation between that and being solar. So those of you who are solar, I sort of see it as like, I am just pointed toward the sky and I'm almost there, and there's nothing that's going to keep me from finding my way back to my sun origins and join back to pure light. And again, over and over again, I talk about Icarus. I think that's a perfect analogy for this as well. Just like I'm flying toward the sun on my wings that I made of wax and fallen feathers. And I can't go back to this planet Earth. I just have to keep going. And he did keep going to the extent that he also died falling, plunging to his death. But then he was one with the light. And that's a really good truism that those who aspire to be pure light, don't fail if they end up being sacrificed along the way, because they're then part of the light in the most, I guess, authentic way. So the solar moon has I feel like it has freedom and optimism built into it, and that it is kind of human nature to be resilient and want to solve problems and persevere. That's why we have so much we've attained or invented. And it feels really good to be in a time that supports pretty much how human behavior has evolved to be successful. Just like, I have an idea, I want to make it happen right now. And I mean, that's, I talk about how at the beginning of every cycle of 13, be it the beginning of our natural time year, the 13 moon year, or at the beginning of a wave spell, whether that's 13 days or 13 years, that you can start the year feeling purposeful. I think anyone who listens to me, and I've trained myself the same way, to understand that that doesn't mean starting the year with intention. It doesn't mean starting the year with an active plan the minute we realize, like, oh, this is my purpose. Let me do it right now. Like, that's actually going to be thwarted, because we're in a thorough and deep and disciplined spiritual and material practice here. It isn't just our spirits, it's also our bodies, our emotions, like the flowing feeling state in our living body is included there. We feel purpose delivered to us, and then we start honing in on it. We discover that, check it out, it's actually challenging. It's not going to be easy. This is why it's hard. I have to break through the obstacles that exist in my being or exist outside it in order to, you know, be purposeful in the way that's been presented. I need to make sure I'm being of service, that the thing that I'm doing is actually oriented to not just helping myself, and of course wouldn't hurt others. And that's, you know, a very nuanced walk through the electric tone. How can I best be of service? But it's such a great question that it's part of our spiritual discipline to ask it or encounter it. And then we learn about form in the fourth tone, self-existing, so that we're not just like, I'm going to do this helpful thing, let me begin. It's like, well, how, in what form is the service shaping? You know, it really just reminds me of like when I was young and wanted to volunteer at soup kitchens or whatever. Like, I had an idealistic premise about being helpful to those who needed help. And it was sweet, right? And harmonious, because I was young. But you can't really be guileless and a savior. And so the best way to mature and be of help to others is pay a lot of attention along the way and slow down and listen and see how your idea of helping is interacting with those that you perceive need help, and see if they do need help, you know, and have you found the right way of being helpful and the people that need to be affected. So I think that's where slowing down and having extra time to be, this is my form of service. And then we're kind of set free in that direction when it's overtone. And then a lot of you know that it becomes a little bit like you're overtoned and on your way. You're streaming like light, you're radiant. And then we just, again, finesse, like, well, let's get organized so that this light and this heat that is driving our purposefulness, that's taken shape as a form of service, in fact, let's make sure we can last, you know, and sustain. And that's where the rhythmic tone comes in, and the resonant tone is about really being holy once we get going and we have an even rhythmic way of doing all the things I've already described. Then we're going to be infused or open to a channel that gives us like spiritual power and spiritual truth on this path. And then the galactic tone integrates everything. And then finally, now in the year that we're in, it's solar. And then you can be intentional. So you feel always when I do this like long chore of describing the difference between starting, say, a Mayan year and starting a year in January 1, like how many people are thinking about their New Year's resolutions now or in February? Like, we spend a little while in the beginning of the year being very quote unquote intentional. But here, when we follow wave spells, we're allowed to be intentional, and it's very primary to be intentional when we've prepared for that moment. And so we don't jump out like in a sprint from the gate at the beginning of the year, like, I will get to my purpose. Like, we're given a purpose. We don't choose it. It's delivered to us. And then we have a long run, you know, distance running. And then there's this moment now, which is basically almost to the finish line or the crest of the mountaintop. And you do have that reserve. I used to be a runner, so I'm reliving this. Like, you know how to kick in for the last, you know, mile or the last 500 feet. There is a reserve in the tank. And I think that's the bliss right now. Another interesting like analogy is how there's fertility peaks at the end of male and female like fertility cycles. Like for women, it's much closer to like 40 years old. There's just like all of this hunger and stamina and capability, really readiness to try to be pregnant one more time. And for men, I think it's late 50s. And so like that just reminds me of, you know, you think it's when things are almost over, there's a burst. And it's almost over here in our 13 moon year, not because we're almost to the end of the year, but because also the end of the year isn't like the point of highest attainment. The end of the year is after the highest point of attainment has been realized and witnessed and resisted from being any higher. Like, what stops us from going any higher is resistance, not conquering. You know, we don't touch the sun. We get so high until we're going to either burn or leave the atmosphere, and we're reminded, like, no, you have to stay within the atmosphere in this human form. So we are right now in the solar moon for the next, you know, week and a couple of days, still climbing, aspiring, realizing our intention and in attainment. And again, when you're into new age stuff, which I have passed through, and perhaps I was into for a while back in the late 90s or early aughts, as I recall, you know, intention and abundance are these trigger words for kind of like spiritual egotism. Like, I am just going to be really focused on my intent and abundance will come. And I am just offering, like, this is why it feels so good, because we have we're empowered with intention right now. And it is wonderful. And it would be egoic if we had it all the time. But instead, we have it in balance with the other 12 tones. And everything is harmonious because we have a moment in like every stage of aspiration or existence. And this just happens to be a kind of exciting one. At the beginning, I was like, the solar moon is so go, go, go and racing. And it's like exhausting to be moving at the speed of light. And it reminds me of all of our like tech stuff anyhow, that is just like whatever light waves beaming around the atmosphere to and fro. And I was lucky because part of my intent and also part of my truth was that I just don't want that. I want to feel the solar moon experience without being on fire and frazzled, you know? And so that has been real for me, and I'm so grateful. And it would be nice if anyone else who wanted something that was like the slower paced version of the solar tone to notice they had a choice or they had an avenue for that. We are in the third week in the West, and there can be greater acceleration. Notice that I didn't spend any time talking about the red earth wave spell that's about to arrive. I botched that, but I think what I was doing was fine, kind of cosmic, actually, on a cosmic day. And I'll be back on Wednesday, which will be the lunar day of the wave spell, white lunar mirror. And if I'm kicking myself too hard, then I will throw up my Wednesday podcast early tomorrow. That will remain a mystery. That is in the hands of the divine. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.